Casey Donovan, together with Amy Malloy, and you're back once again in The Space, a mindfulness podcast that's not like the others. Every Wednesday, our theme for the day is a whole lot of yes, mindfulness tips for positivity and being present. Who here is stressed? We say it numerous times a week. How are you? I'm so stressed. It's the new, I'm tired. We also know the impact stress can have on our well-being. It stops us sleeping. It affects our relationships. It can even reduce our life expectancy. But there's a twist in that story. One study found that people who experienced a lot of stress had an increased risk of dying. But that was only true for the people who believed that stress is harmful for their health. The theory? If we can see stress as a good thing, it won't be able to hurt us. Easy, right? But how on earth can we do that? When you're under a lot of stress, most people have similar reactions. Your heart might be pounding. You might be breathing a little faster. Maybe breaking out into a bit of a sweat. Normally, we interpret these changes as anxiety, or signs that we aren't coping very well with the pressure. This according to Kelly McGonigal, who specialises in the subject. What if you viewed them instead as signs that your body was energised, says Kelly. These changes are preparing you to meet a challenge. This is exactly what people were told in a study. Rethink your stress response as helpful. A pounding heart is preparing you for action. It's getting a little more oxygen to your brain. The easiest way? Practice. Next time you feel stressed, take a moment to pause. Say out loud, "Thank you." You might not mean it at first, but keep doing it. Soon you might see stress as a mate, always on your side. Soon you might see stress as a mate who is always on your side. I'm Casey Donovan, and you've been listening to The Space. Tune in tonight for another mindfulness tip with a twist. We'll be talking how to mindfully masturbate. Yes, we're going there. Space out.